In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
On Mother's Day, a few weeks back, my mom and I took a moment to remember Mimi, my maternal grandmother. Mimi was a 5'2" stereotypical Cajun grandmother, always trying to feed us okra and cornbread, except on Sunday nights when she absolutely did not cook. Imagine a portly 6-year-old thoughts upon finding out that the first time she stayed over at her grandma's on a Sunday, there was going to be no dinner. Let's just say my grandfather's red beans and rice saved me from a total meltdown. But among all the fun memories we shared, perhaps the most interesting was Mimi's constant refrain that in her next life, she'd be a dancer. Now, Mimi was raised Catholic, became Episcopalian when she met my grandfather, and believed in her Lord Jesus with the best of them. So you can imagine my confusion when she'd tell me, in my next life, I'll be a dancer. I'd be sitting there thinking to myself, Mimi, we don't believe in reincarnation. And when I was finally old enough to vocalize that, I remember her chuckling and saying, one day, you'll understand. Well, it wasn't until a particularly awful week in college that I finally got the picture. I honestly can't remember what happened. Maybe it was a breakup, maybe I was stressed about a poor performance on a math exam, who knows. But for whatever reason, I decided to deal with my pain in the usual manner for a college student living in Jackson, Mississippi. I left for New Orleans. My friend Andy was waiting for me when I landed on the campus of Loyola a few hours later. He said I was welcome to stay, but I would have to get up early and go with him to work on a Habitat house the next day. 6 a.m. came early, and I was whining about how I wanted just 5 more minutes of sleep. And I remember Andy's voice, clear as day. Katie Beth, he said, you are not wanting to get up any more in 5 minutes than you're going to want to get up right now. And with that, he grabbed my arms, pulled me out of my sleeping bag, and starts swing dancing with me in his tiny dorm room. Did I mention, I don't know how to swing dance? So I'm sliding all over the place and I start laughing aloud. It's making it even harder to dance. And Andy's roommate starts laughing and he jumps in too. And we all eventually collapse in this heap of laughter, completely out of breath. And I thought of Mimi. And I knew why she said she wanted to be a dancer. That explicit joy of being swept up in a dance. This is what it is to experience Trinitarian life, to be swept up in the self-giving energies of the Father to the Son, and the Father to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit back to the Father, and the Holy Spirit to the Son, and the Son to the Father, and the Son to the Holy Spirit, and the twisting and the turning and the mutual indwelling, the interpenetration that theologian Jürgen Moltmann calls the Trinitarian dance. We need to understand that when we speak of God, we just are speaking of Trinity. And to experience God in this way is akin to being pulled up out of our comfortable sleeping bags and swung into something more joyous than we could have ever anticipated. It is God who is Trinity that gave us life, and it is God who is Trinity who sustains us. In our gospel passage today, Nicodemus has seen the signs that Jesus has offered. He knows that Jesus comes from God, but Jesus responds with a riddle, as it is not enough for Nicodemus to know that Jesus comes from God the Father. He must also claim himself as a participant in Trinitarian life. Nicodemus must be born from above. He is, of course, confused at first, going with the literal meaning of being born again and wondering how that's physically possible. How do I grow old and yet also be born? That's not unlike me sitting and wondering how my grandmother, a Christian, could be reincarnated as Dancer. But fortunately, Jesus had mercy on Nicodemus and leaned in a bit further, explaining that to be born from above means he must be open to the gift of the Spirit, which also comes from God the Father. Further, Nicodemus must be open to himself being blown in whatever direction God, who is Trinity, wills to blow him. There is a meme with an Elizabeth Elliot quote that's floating around on social media sites at present. It says, "To pray, thy will be done. I must be willing, if the answer requires it, that my will be undone." Full participation in the dance of the Trinity might be shocking at first. It can require giving something up, like rest or the warmth of a sleeping bag. But it comes with a slam of life-giving energy that bears one, that believes one, hopes with one, and endures. On Moltmann's thinking, God, who is Trinity, contracted God's self. Think of exhaling as much as you can. Do that right now. It makes an empty space, a nothingness with which God might fill creation. Now inhale deeply. Think of the breath of God blowing into creation, permeating every last cell, every last atom. Is it any wonder then that the universe is expanding? This is exciting news. Joining in the Trinitarian dance is closer than even our fingertips. Trinitarian life interpenetrates our very being. We are not the same as God. We are the ones whom God has made room for, the ones whom God delights in, the ones whom God wants to be swing dancing with through life during even the most challenging times. My prayer for you today is that you might be swept up in Trinitarian life, and may we all be dancers in this world and in the world to come. Amen.